This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Chaos on campus.
Force will be used to arrest you.
Texas floods.
It's horrible. It's been stressful. I haven't slept good in like 4 nights.
Captain sentenced in deadly boat fire.
He never once said, I was wrong.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, new police crackdowns overnight on campus protests over the war in Gaza. An occupied library at Oregon's Portland State University was cleared out by police hours after President Biden said about all the protests, order must prevail. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Protesters with makeshift armor ran from the Portland State University library into dozens of police surrounding the area as officers cleared out a days-long occupation. Outside, tense clashes as authorities threw protesters to the ground and arrested several.
When nonviolent protest is met with violent repression, it really does move public opinion and even voting behavior.
Omar Wasu has studied the impact of protests for about 20 years.
If the police use heavy-handed tactics, it sort of ignites a larger movement. When protesters are perceived to use extreme tactics, that can lead to both disapproval and legitimize the more forceful response by the police.
Now to southeast Texas, where there's extensive flooding after heavy rain. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Parts of Conroe, Texas are swamped.
This is my second flood in 3 months. I have 6 feet of water in my house.
About 4 inches of rain fell in the past 24 hours, sending more water into the already swollen San Jacinto River and flooding parts of the city. Across southeast Texas, roads were inundated, leaving some vehicles submerged.
You're driving into the creek. No, stop.
In College Station, this driver was unable to see where the road ended and the creek began. She then abandoned her sinking car.
She is okay. Her car, maybe not so much.
A New York jury is hearing from a former lawyer for one of the women at the center of former President Trump's hush money case. Correspondent Robert Costa.
On the stand, Stormy Daniels' former lawyer Keith Davidson, who detailed brokering a $130,000 payment from Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen to the adult film star for her story before the 2016 election.
And you had sex with him?
Yes. Davidson acknowledged texting with National Enquirer editor Dylan Howard the night Trump won, writing, "What have we done?" Howard replied, "Oh my God." Asked to clarify the text, Davidson told the jury there was an understanding that their activities may have assisted Trump's campaign. Trump has denied wrongdoing and about knowing about the Daniels payment, so the prosecution played for the jury an audio recording between Davidson and Cohen, who referenced his former boss.
I can't even tell you how many times he said to me, "I hate the fact that we did it." My comment to him was, "But every person that you've spoken to told you it was the right move."
Davidson testified that was a reference to the Daniels payment. Trump's lawyers, meanwhile, tried to paint Davidson as a serial extortionist of celebrities, citing alleged deals related to Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen, and Hulk Hogan, and said he did the same with Trump.
It's a rough go along busy Interstate 95 in Connecticut. A section's been shut down since yesterday after a tanker fire damaged an overpass. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
That bridge is going to have to come down. If all goes well, we should have a two-way commuting back on I-95 as early as Monday morning.
Two people were killed in a house explosion last evening in South River, New Jersey.
The house really shook. I really thought it was going to be another earthquake.
All of a sudden, boom. I mean, boom, boom.
All the houses around the neighbors were blown out. Windows, cars, garage doors were pushed in.
The cause of the blast is not clear. Overseas, China has successfully launched a lunar probe to land on the far side of the moon and return with samples.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A jury in Los Angeles has sentenced a scuba dive boat captain to 4 years in prison for criminal negligence. Jerry Boylan skippered a vessel that caught fire off the California coast in 2019, killing 34 people on board. This relative of one victim is not satisfied.
He never once said, "I was wrong." And that's the part that angers me tremendously. He never accepted responsibility for his role in this.
There's been final action in the case of a murderous Pennsylvania nurse, as we hear from CBS's Jim Crisula.
41-year-old Heather Presti has pleaded guilty to three counts of murder and other charges and has been sentenced to life in prison. Authorities in Butler, Pennsylvania, north of Pittsburgh, say she played a role in the deaths of at least 17 patients who lived in five health care facilities in four counties between 2020 and 2023. She administered lethal or potentially lethal doses of insulin to numerous patients. Co-workers say Presti often showed disdain for her patients and made derogatory comments about them.
The Eta Aquarid meteor shower peaks this weekend. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood notes it's caused by debris from Halley's Comet, last seen in 1986.
No special equipment's needed. Just lay down in your driveway, the backyard, or a park, and look up. Depending on the weather, up to 50 or so shooting stars per hour might be visible.
Well, there's star power behind a bipartisan effort in the Senate to approve a bill to spend $275 million toward research into menopause. Oscar-winning actor Halle Berry said in Washington she's in menopause, and the shame has to be taken out of what happens during that hormone shift.
Menopause is not just about our lady parts. One of the most impactful issues that we're facing when we get to midlife is our brain health. And when we get to midlife and our estrogen levels start to drop, it affects every part of our body.
A White House state dinner last night honored the National and State Teachers of the Year, hosted by a famous teacher, First Lady Jill Biden.
Tonight we celebrate you, because teaching isn't just a job, it's a calling. And all of you were called to this profession for a reason.
Missy Testerman of Rogersville, Tennessee, is the National Teacher of the Year. The wife of the late civil rights activist Medgar Evers will accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom on his behalf today.
He was so committed to justice and equality.
18 others will be honored, including former Vice President Al Gore, Oscar-winning actor Michelle Yeoh, and the late athlete Jim Thorpe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Refugees have a chance to go for the gold.
The International Olympic Committee says a refugee team will be competing in the Paris Olympics this summer. It'll feature 36 athletes from 11 countries. Their flag will have its own emblem with a heart at the center surrounded by arrows. The refugees will compete in 12 sports, from badminton to boxing, cycling, swimming, and new Olympic sport, breaking. The summer games start in late July. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A court has upheld Italy's right to seize a prized Greek statue from the J. Paul Getty Museum in California. The European Court of Human Rights rejected the museum's appeal, ruling that Italy was right to try to reclaim an important part of its cultural heritage. The piece, called Victorious Youth, is a life-sized bronze and is one of the highlights of the Getty collection. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.